Wow, 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 wow. Cool. What a fun 8 minutes that was. Chelsea winning against Fulham 2-1 at Craven Cottage. Late goals from Tyrick George and Pedro Neto sealing a big, big win for Chelsea. A poor performance, I'm going to say that. I was very unhappy, like a lot of Chelsea fans at half-time. Still very much unimpressed by Enzo Maresca's style of play, and do think that there does need to be something considered and re-evaluated. Reece James being wasted in midfield and in that inverted role. Same going for Cole Palmer. Chelsea's two biggest assets really, really struggling in Enzo Maresca's style of play. But look, two great, superb individual moments from Tyrick George and Pedro Neto sealed the win and kept Chelsea's hopes of Champions League football alive. That makes me happy to a certain extent, but still covers up the cracks. I'll hand you over to Dan, who I'm sure has some thoughts on today's game.
Well, just like Jesus, Chelsea have risen, and my voice has risen at the right time to speak about that insane ending to a game that I think most of us thought this is the end of the season, this is the end of Maresca, and would end what has been a pretty terrible week. But then Tyrick George's right foot changed everything. And yeah, just it's hard to now to contemplate what this does to Chelsea season, because this really could be a defining moment in a real positive way. You know, you've got to give credit, immense credit to the players to respond at a moment when everything looked lost. And just the scenes at full time were incredible. You know, the sort of scenes that I think a lot of us had been dreaming of seeing, and that connection between the players and the fans, I think is hopefully something that can be forged and really built on in the upcoming weeks. Because, of course, it's the first away win we've had since December. So it's been a very long time. I think the one player to speak about is Tyrick George, a guy that I think both me and Louis have wanted to see be given a bit more of a chance. But I think the most interesting thing is that Maresca has been using him more as a centre forward. And one of the things that people have talked about him in his development in the academy is his ball striking. And he's actually shown great instincts as a finisher. You know, you think about that goal away from home in Warsaw. This goal here was remarkable. The turn, the swivel, the finish was, you know, one of the finishes of Chelsea's season and one of the most important. So I hope now Maresca can see that and use him a lot more, because I think he deserves an opportunity. And then the finish from Neto was insane in added time too. So Chelsea season is alive. Just there still are a lot of concerns about the coach, about everything, but a win is a win, and Chelsea needed 3 points. There was kind of no other way around it, and they've done that. So I just really hope that this is the start of a positive run when Chelsea need it, because it's all cup finals from here.